Lucy, we were chatting earlier about the kind of steer, the guidance about what should be given to schools, and about whether you've got a device for each child or whether there's the shared aspect of it. Now, what I'm interested to know what your take is. I'm just saying that we're still kind of like finding out the developing narrative of how schools are using this. And some schools don't have access to a device for every pupil. And so they're having to share a device. And as a result, we're seeing some really good use of it in terms of collaboration and a collegiate use of a device to kind of for a shared task. Also seeing some excellent stuff when pupils have got access to their own device. Mm-hmm. What's your take on it? What are you seeing so far? And what do you think is an effective model in terms of one-to-one or in terms of it being a shared resource?
I think you're right to describe it as a developing narrative, and I think that is the case. And the universal answer is it depends. It mm-hmm. depends on the context of the school, it depends on the readiness of the staff, depends on the resources available to them. I would be interested in more of a steer in ways that schools can be supported in resourcing mm-hmm. to try to extend access, because for me, the ultimate aspiration is for each child to have one each mm-hmm. and to be able to take it backwards and forwards home. I mean, that's the ultimate. Mm-hmm. But that is not to say that other models don't work and that we have other models working in our school. So we've got two classes with one-to-one, personal use, mm-hmm. home use. We have another class set which is shared currently between four classes. All of those four classes would like greater access. Mm-hmm. It's still timetabled, it still puts limits on some of the things that they can do. Mm-hmm. Anytime, anywhere is limited, whereas it's not with one-to-one. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, the aspiration, if it can be achieved, is one each. But and what we also see with that is there is collaboration and cooperation that happens. Mm-hmm. Children are not tied to one device. Mm-hmm. They can use each other's, and we see cooperation in one-to-one as well as a shared set.
But you said earlier it depends. Mm. What does it depend on? Is it dependent on the person who's leading the kind of developing learning culture within the class setting? Is that, or is learning happening naturally as pupils have access to the device and start to share, and that kind of wildfire effect? Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. What do you think's the most important thing in the it depends part of what you say?
It's very complex, and I think all of those factors that you've described apply. And it is about teacher confidence, it is about children being given opportunities to share and learn from each other and with the teacher. For me, resourcing is one of the key questions, is how to sustain it year on year, and different ways to do that.